Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, folks, welcome to another edition here of Krantz's Corner Presents, the Jacori Harris Show. As you can see in the video, Jacori Harris joins me each and every week, talk a little Canes football, talk a little college football in general, and we review the week that was and preview the week that will be here on Saturday for the Hurricanes. First off, Jacori, welcome back to your own show. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. I'm just out here ready to talk about some Canes football, man. It was an exciting weekend. It was an exciting weekend.
And so Cam Ward, by the way, Cam Ward, we're taping this on Tuesday. It's going to play later on in this week. But Cam Ward just started his talk with the media. And I just told you, Corey, I saw the quote. I love this because it's a great way to start it for us, too. There is no next week without this week. And he's 100% accurate. There is one game left in this magical parts of the season. We've talked about it all season long. Get through the beginning. Make sure you don't fumble in the middle. They did have a little one, but they came back from it. And now these last two games, we won the first one. Now we got this one against Syracuse. And then you're in the ACC championship. Love that quote. There's no next week without this week.
I love that quote as well. And it's crazy because leading up to prior to this week, I didn't know that they was going to lose that Georgia Tech game. I didn't expect that. But Syracuse was the game that I had on the schedule after we got past the Gators and all that stuff, you know, from the beginning of the season. This was the game that I had on the schedule that Miami might slip up and lose this game going into the ACC championship. But unfortunately, we can't slip up now and lose this game. Right. So this is one of those situations that where now we have to go out there and play a good Syracuse team who's on a roll right now. Cal McCord, he's out here balling and he's lights out. And our defense showed us a little bit of something last week. They did things that I said that they need to do. We need turnovers and defensive touchdowns. They did that. So it's going to be exciting to see Syracuse, and I'm pretty sure they're going to come out here trying to throw the ball around, and UM just got to stop it.
All right. This is the Syracuse Super Bowl for the season, because if they beat Miami, they knocked Miami right out of the ACC championship game. Like, this is a big game for Syracuse, huge game for Miami, lots of implications. Glad you brought this up, because my first note on my notes this week, Canes blowout wake, but we were both close. I think you nailed it, by the way, the halftime score of 20-14. I think you said last week, it's going to be close at halftime and then Miami's going to blow them out in the second half. I think you nailed the number on the dot. How about that?
Hey. I don't even remember what I said at halftime, but I do remember I said I was sitting in the game. I was sitting in the suite, and I was like, man, I told Zach that this is going to be a close game now. And then I did not think they was going to cover the spread.
Right.
But the last 7 minutes of the game, they just magically started scoring touchdowns because they did what they were supposed to do. I said they need to go out here and establish the run, just pound the ball down these guys' throats. These guys don't have the backups to get off to come on and off the bench and on the field, the same athletes. They don't have all that stuff. So just beat them up and just wear them down. And then you'll see throughout the game how everything affects that.
And absolutely that. And we talked about Offensively, they've been playing pretty well the last couple of weeks. Defensively, yeah. They need to step it up, and you called it also. Defense had 5 sacks, a pick six, under 200 total yards they gave up, 4 for 14 on third down. That's what they gave up. They had it. Their defense finally came through with the game they had to do. They had to have, and now they need another one this week to get the momentum going to the ACC championship, and then, yeah, knock on wood, somewhere past that in the playoffs
you,
as well.
You know what's crazy? What you just said. You just said a stat of they were 4 of 14 on third down. Do you know Wake Forest? It was at one point in the game. I think it was the second quarter. Where Wake Forest was 3 of 4 on third down, because I remember they made that stat up in the stands. They was talking about how Wake Forest was 3 of 4 on third down. They were just driving the ball. They was completely getting every third down pretty much.
Right.
So that means that that defense second half went 1 of 10. They held them 1 of 10 on third
down.
That's
right.
So that's the type of game plan. I guess Lance heard everything that everybody been saying. You see the guys that at times they did look a little bit confused on certain motions and stuff like that, but they made plays.
Right.
The defensive line got sacks. The DBs held up. They played a good game.
Yeah, they sure did. And we've been waiting for it. We've been trying to call for it for weeks now,
yeah,
here on this podcast, on the show. The defense needs to step it up. They need to have one of those games, catch momentum going into the ACC and into the playoffs. And this looks like maybe the start of it. We'll see what happens this week against Syracuse. Make sure they don't have a letdown here. Like you said, this cannot be the letdown game. At this point, I mean, Ja'Cory, the disappointment level would be through the roof if somehow they don't get to the ACC and now get to the playoffs at this point. Oh, let's start with the ACC. Forget even the playoffs. If they somehow slip up this week, that the disappointment level, I mean, wow. I can't even imagine what it would feel like in Coral Gables.
It would be horrible. And it would feel just like the year, I think it was with Malik Rozier then, when it was 10-0.
17.
And then lost the last two games. That's how bad it would feel.
Right.
Like, we can't have that type of, you know, letdown. I don't think that the fans deserve that. Everybody has been supporting this team throughout this year. We've been really cheering our butts off,
right,
and I don't think this team is I don't think they're built like that, first of all. They're going to go out there, they're going to perform, and I think they're going to step up in a big way.
The crazy part is, because, you know, Rhett Lashley's waiting in the realm now. He's the other side of the ACC championship game, waiting to see who he's going to play.
Well,
what a storyline it would be if it's Mario versus Rhett in the ACC championship game.
Yeah, that is going to be a storyline. So I got a question. So there's no way for Clemson to jump in there unless, well, Miami would have to lose, right?
Miami would have to lose, and I think Clemson at that point can jump in at
can
that
jump
point.
In. Right. And what about SMU? SMU's
in. They're in.
They're already in.
Rhett Lashley and
even
SMU,
if they lose,
I believe that they're in no matter what. I believe they've clinched the spot. No matter what, because even if they lose, they'll have 2 losses. Miami would have 2 losses if they lost. And I think the tiebreaker is where SMU would get in. So no matter what, SMU is on one side of that ACC championship game waiting to see if it's going to be Miami or Clemson on the other side.
Okay, so Clemson doesn't have an ACC game this last week.
So I don't believe they do. So they're basically waiting to see what happens with Miami. Mm-hmm. To see what happens and how somehow tiebreaker-wise they could jump in there. But, yeah, that's basically where it is right now. I'm looking at the conference standing in the ACC. SMU is at – because SMU is 7-0 in the ACC. So no matter what, they're going to have 1 loss, they're going to be in. Clemson and Miami both – Clemson's at 7-1, Miami's at 6-1. But I believe Miami would win the tiebreaker against Clemson and get in. So basically they win, they're in, they lose, they're out, and Clemson – takes its stake in the ACC championship game. So we talk about playoffs and getting to the playoffs and ACC championship game. Guess what? This week against Syracuse is the first playoff game for the Hurricanes, because if they lose, they're out. That's it. They're done.
So hey, at this point on, we can't lose. So there's no more games to be lost until maybe next year. So,
Correct.
So right now we just have to win out and get to this national championship, get to the ACC championship, get this bye week, do everything the right way, because – you know how the voters are. They're not going to allow us to lose this game and keep us in the playoffs.
Right. No way.
Because in that case, then you're going to have to keep 3 ACC teams in the playoffs.
Right.
And if that's the case, because I'm pretty sure whoever goes to the ACC championship, both of those teams are going to make the playoffs regardless.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They should. I mean, the way that SMU right now is ranked number 9 in the country. Miami's ranked 8. Clemson's 12. So at that point, I think the only way that possibly two teams don't make it is if the Hurricanes lose this week and Clemson loses in the ACC championship game. That means probably just SMU will make it out of the ACC. But if Miami and SMU both make it, I think that both teams have a shot to make the playoffs somehow, some way, even with a loss, possibly, depending on the voters. But I don't think anyone wants to wait on that. I don't think anyone wants to wait to see if Miami gets there and loses. Right.
I do think no matter what, whoever makes it to the ACC championship is going to be in.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you got the big – the Big Ten, Big 12, the Big Ten has to play. They it's like four of them that's up there. They have to knock each other off.
Right.
I think Oregon and Ohio State is going to play each other again, right, in the championship.
I think so. Yeah.
Would they play each other again in the championship?
I got to see if that's the case. Yeah, I would assume so because right now Oregon's 8-0 in the conference. Ohio State's 7-1. Indiana's 7-1 and Penn State's 7-1 in that conference also.
Yeah, conference.
They are
crazy.
So hot. Wow. Oregon's 11-0 and 10-1, 10-1, 10-1. Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana in that order.
Yeah.
Wow, that top-heavy conference.
Yeah, so that means Oregon to play Ohio State again. So the only team that'll suck because Ohio State will make it to the championship game, the Big Ten championship game. If they lose, they have two losses, but they made it to the championship game. And Penn State, Indiana only have one loss, and they'll still be ranked ahead of them.
Right.
Which is weird.
The Big Ten right now is what the SEC looked like about 4 or 5 years ago when you had like three or four of the top teams in the country in the SEC. Only four teams made the playoffs. Remember, there was all those a couple of years where they thought three SEC teams would make the four-team playoff because they're so good. But right now, the Big Ten is so top heavy. It is crazy how good they are at the top. Everyone's with one loss. Everyone's just sitting there with one loss. So it's except, or they're undefeated at that point.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on there at that point. A couple more things I want to go over with you before we get out of here. First time, first 10 win season since 17. You just brought it up for Mario Cristobal. He's the seventh coach to do so for the Hurricanes. He did it twice with Oregon. And the Hurricanes have reached 10 wins for the 16th time in school history, all since 1983. But with all that said, I go back to what I said to you before. If somehow, some way, they don't win this week and they don't get into the ACC, doesn't matter what the stats are.
This whole season goes down the drain.
Right. That's it. It all comes down to one game at this point and then a game after that and then hopefully a couple games after that.
Yeah, because now we're going to look like Florida State.
It ain't
matter. And then they're gonna put us in the doggone Chattahoochee Bowl or something like that. The Cheez-Its Bowl, and now we go from playoffs to Cheez-Its Bowl. And nobody's gonna show up. That's how it is. That's how it is. You know, we got high hopes and high expectations for this team. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna take care of business.
Yeah, I think so too. I really don't have I don't have a kind of inkling that they're going to lose this week. I think there's too much on the line for this team this week. I think they're going to be super uber focused at this point. I think Cam Ward, as much as he doesn't have to play for this week, he's got a lot to play for this week because he came back for a reason. He wanted to win. He is one game away from the ACC championship game and one win in that away from the first ever 12-team playoff where they're going to have a bye Miami ends up winning the ACC, they'll have a bye in the playoffs too. Forget about just making it. It should be a lot of fun. Here's an interesting question since you just brought it up. We're talking about Cheez-It Bowl or whatever. What was the coolest gift you got from a bowl game? I know they give out some pretty cool gifts. Did you get any cool gifts on the bowl games?
I think a TV. Like we had like a Best Buy shopping spree. So they give you a little a little stipend to get whatever you want. I was able to get a TV. You order it, they send it to your house and everything like that. But the best thing was you get money. You get a little change in your pocket. I think we got like $1,200.
Wow. So
yeah, that helped. When especially back in the before the NILs, like
right.
$1,200 was a lot.
Hell yeah. That was a lot. I'll take $1,200 right now. I'll be very
I'll take it too.
That.
I'll take it too with all these grown people bills we got.
Exactly.
Take me back.
Right. Oh man. All right. So listen, we'll have a short show today because hopefully next week we'll be previewing the ACC championship game. And when we talk next week, I actually think it'll be right after the signing period, the first signing period here.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll know a little bit about where the Miami recruiting class is also going forward into next season. So it'll be a pretty big week next week. Hopefully we're talking about the ACC championship game and a top 10 recruiting class at that point also. That'd be a lot of fun going into the kind of holiday spirit at this point.
Yeah, I'll be on a cruise next weekend. So I'll be watching the game from the cruise line. So the ACC championship from the cruise line.
Last time I was on a cruise, I was on it during Thursday Night Football, I think during the NFL season a couple of years ago, and they had the game on while I was in the pool. They had it on the big screen, and the bartenders were walking out doing service while you're in the pool. You could sit, stand in the pool and have a drink and watch a game.
Okay.
I highly recommend it, especially if there's some good talent around you. That would be a nice way to sit around. So that's it. All right, Ja'Cory, that's going to do it for us. I am super pumped for the Syracuse game, and I don't know why. Probably because this is it. If you get there, finally, after all these weeks of me and you talking about what could happen, how to get to the ACC, the roadmaps in front of them, this is it. You beat Syracuse, you're in the ACC championship. And if not, we're going to be talking, it's going to be doom and gloom here on this podcast next week.
And to be honest, I think this Syracuse game, I think it's going to look like the Florida game because I think they're going to know we got to come out and play.
Right.
They're going to come out and play hard. Offense is going to score a lot of points. And I think Syracuse is going to look good in the beginning. But I think what's going to happen is, hopefully, McCord could have one of those pick games where he throw five interceptions and at least and five of them return for touchdowns.
Well, that would be something.
That would be something. So let's hope he have one of those games.
I got a 41-17 Hurricanes beating Syracuse. What is your prediction?
Isn't that close to the Florida Gators?
Yes, it's right there. I think I actually said the Gators are going to win that game.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, disappear. No, you did.
I did.
It's all good. That was in the past. I don't judge anybody by their past.
Thank you. Thank goodness. Otherwise,
you've
wouldn't
done
be
a good
here
job
right
throughout the whole year. So we're here.
All right, give me your prediction, and then we'll call it quits for this week.
My prediction: I think they're going to cross the 50 in points this week, and it's going to be like a 52-24 type game.
I like it.
With the Canes pouring it on at the end.
Yep. Same thing in the weight game, just like that, right?
Yep.
Let's just not have it a nail biter at halftime, 20-14. Let's make it.
Please
at that point. All right, Ja'Cory, we'll speak to you next week, hopefully previewing the ACC championship game and your cruise and recruiting day all in the same podcast. Say hello to Pops for me. And that's it for us this week. We'll say goodbye to the people. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. Have a good one, man. Can't wait to see everybody next week, and we're here talking about ACC, going into the ACC championship.
Oh, man, from your mouth to you knows whose ears at that point. All right, that's Ja'Cory Harris. I'm Zach Krantz. This has been Krantz's Corner Presents of the Ja'Cory Harris Show as we talk about Syracuse and hopefully preview the ACC championship game next week.
Happy holidays, everybody.
There it is. Happy holidays from all of us here on Krantz's Corner.